Senate Local Government Committee will come to order. Will the secretary please take the roll?
Vice Chair Esp?
Here.
Vice Chair Boldman?
Here.
President Blaisdell?
Excused.
Senator Boland?
Here.
Senator Ellsworth?
Excused.
Senator Fitzpatrick?
Here.
Senator Friedel?
Excused.
Senator Morjo?
Here.
Senator Pope?
Here.
Chairman Gauthier?
Present.
Let's do this first.
Was it 171? Okay. All right, for a few announcements real quick. First of all, I'd like to ask Tony a question. Did we have a bill scheduled for Monday? Where's my...
Mr. Chair, no. The only bill I think we have scheduled is not until February 15th.
All right. For the announcement, then, we will not have local government on Monday.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to have local government on Monday just to discuss. I think it's Senate Bill 171 anyway. It's the one that Bozeman was mostly opposed to.
165, I think.
Anyway, we need to have it for a few moments on Monday and have Kelly Lynch here and have Mr. Allen, Donald here so we can understand what really is going on in that bill, because a lot of the opponents were confused with what the bill did, so we need to be clear about it.
Just a clarification on that, Tony. Wasn't that Senate Bill 165 Senator Glenn's bill?
No, it was my bill.
Oh, 171? Okay.
Mr. Chair, that might be a better question for Ms. Senator Esp, just to make sure. We had both his bill, 161, for an expedited subdivision review, and then 165 with Senator Glimms. We could easily have some more clarification on both of those bills if the committee would like. And I would just like to clarify that Monday would then be more of an informational type of a meeting with no bill hearings and no executive action, just more discussion and information, correct?
That's correct. Let's go ahead and schedule it that way, and then informational meeting on, was Senate Bill 160 or 171? 161 and 165, I believe.
Mr. Chairman, that sounds good to me. I can make sure that that is scheduled.
Thank you, Tony. All right, so we're going to open executive action. We're going to be talking about three bills. We're looking at Senate Bill 171 being first, House Bill 104, and then we'll be looking at Senate Bill 135. Did we need to have any discussion on those amendments?
Start with the bill. You got to have Senator Esp move the bill.
Okay. We open executive action on. The first one is Senate Bill 171. Would you like to move that?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move do pass on Senate Bill 171, Senator Friedel's bill. And it's a pretty simple bill. I think we understood it the other day, and so I think we should just vote yes.
And we can put this to a voice vote?
Ask for discussion.
I think it's a pretty simple bill. I think it makes sense. I think that if you look at what it does, it allows for not only, it already allows for city school boards and state as well as townships to do this. For some reason, looking at the law, it kind of forgot about counties. And so I think that we should be able to allow all forms of governance to be able to participate in corporate purchasing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for comments. Any additional comments from the committee? Question has been called. We'll go for a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Senate Bill 171 has passed out of committee.
And Mr. Chairman, I would move to concur in House Bill 104. If you recall, this was the bill by Representative Malone that...
And 1 second, if I might interrupt, Chair, are there proxies on that last vote?
Oh, good question.
I'm sorry. Senator Ellsworth votes aye by proxy. Senator Blaisdell votes aye by proxy.
Thank you, Senator.
And I believe we had a proxy for Senator Bowman said she would. Oh, you go ahead, and she can speak for herself. Okay, they're here. Okay. So,
all right, so then I'll remove House Bill 104 be concurred in.
All right, at this...
We can call the question and just do a voice vote, if that's all right.
On 104.
All right, call for a voice vote on House Bill 104. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And we have the proxies covered.
And Senator Ellsworth votes aye by proxy, and President Blaisdell votes aye by proxy.
House Bill 104 passes. Senate Local Government. Let's go ahead and motion to move Senate Bill 135.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Fitzpatrick, is this your bill?
Yes.
Would you like to move it?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move do pass on Senate Bill 135.
And so moved. Are there any discussion on the bill? Senator Bowen.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For Senator Esp, please.
Go ahead, Senator Esp.
Chairman, Senator Bowen.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Esp, will it be... Wait a minute. Are we in 161?
Oh,
no.
No,
135.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bowen, Senate Bill 135.
Yes, Senator Fitzpatrick, I grabbed the wrong one. Sorry. Senator Fitzpatrick, I have a question for you, if you have a second.
Sure.
My concern is, as I mentioned before, is there... Does the board, county commission board, do they, after there's been a zoning decision made and all the people come and testify, and they do the new hearing, the zoning, will they still have everybody there like before and make sure that the hearing is attended at a good hour, do you know, or... I just don't want to lose the all the work that the zoning board puts into a particular decision and make sure that it's a good hearing, which you probably don't have any control over that. But
that's my question. Mr. Chairman, Senator Bowland, obviously I think we heard in the hearing there'll be a review of the materials that were presented to the zoning board. That's part of the appeal, but they'll obviously be able to have testimony or additional evidence submitted during the new hearing. It would be like any other hearing before a county commission. It would have to be noticed and published and do all the things that they do before they hold a hearing. So it would be the same procedure that they do for other hearings.
I just have a real strong opinion on that, and I'm just hoping that they do go forward. So thank you very much, Ms. Senator Fitzpatrick, Mr. Chairman.
Any other discussion on Senate Bill 135?
Senator Pope.
Senator Pope.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just want to comment. I'm a soft no on this, and I wanted to explain. I come from Gallatin Valley, Gallatin Canyon, and Gallatin County. Bigger than the size of Rhode Island, and we have a tremendous pressure on our county government. And I'm concerned. I think the intent of this bill is terrific, and I understand it. I think that if a county was given the consideration of electing a de novo process, that's one thing. But I can see the county commission turning into a giant appeals court, half a dozen times or a dozen times a month in our county, and I just think it would be overwhelming. I also am a little concerned about the Bureau of Adjustments, Board of Adjustments, getting somewhat undermined a little bit. These are volunteers. Oftentimes, they come from land planning and other types of expertise that really inform their decision. I think they're working really in good faith most of the time. And so I guess I'm just going to be a soft no, but I wanted to explain myself. And if there was a different method where the county commission did not see, you know, tens of hours or hundreds of hours of work added to their already crowded schedules, I might reconsider. Thank you.
We have one additional question, Senator S.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just a question for Senator Fitzpatrick. Mr. Chairman, Senator Fitzpatrick, under current law, the commissioners may remand a special exception to the Board of Adjustments, may reverse or affirm, or they may modify the decision of the Board of Adjustments, all without a hearing, ostensibly. Is that true, Senator Fitzpatrick?
I don't think so, Mr. Chairman. I can't say for certain what the process is, but I assume once it comes up on appeal right now that they would have a hearing. I think what we're doing with the bill, it's not necessarily the hearing process that's it's the issue. It's that when it comes up to the county commission, they're basically limited on their ability to examine the record, and they're under a standard of, I can't exactly what the term is off the top of my head, but it's, you know, there has to be some, you know, obvious error that's been made, and they're also somewhat limited to what they can appeal. And I think you had the example that Commissioner Briggs had, where, you know, you had terms that were added by the Board of Adjustment that are outside the scope of the Board of Adjustment's power, and they couldn't get rid of those terms. So the new hearing de novo, I think the better way to look at it is it's just a fresh start. You get to look at all the evidence again, and you get to take new evidence without worrying about whether you've met a certain threshold or whether you've examined the wrong evidence. It's just it's a fresh start, and we have this and other procedures in the law. For example, if you appeal, I'll give you an example, if you're in civil litigation and you appeal a summary judgment decision to the Montana Supreme Court, they do a de novo review, so they look at it again with a fresh set of eyes. So I think that's the best way to look at it, is we're given a fresh set of eyes one more time to the decisions made by the board. And I want to point out, this is an optional process. Counties are not required to do this. This is an option that a county may implement if it wants to. If it's worried that it's getting overwhelmed, it does not have to do an appeal process up to the county.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was asking that kind of to address Senator Pope's concerns, but so I don't know if I did or not, but I'm in support of the bill.
Any additional questions from the committee? If so, let's go ahead and, Secretary, let's take a voice vote, please.
Roll call vote.
Roll call vote, please.
Vice Chair Esp?
Yes.
Vice Chair Boland? Or Boldman?
Yes.
President Blaisdell?
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Boland?
Yes.
Senator Ellsworth?
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Senator Friedel?
Yes.
Senator Morgeau?
Yes.
Senator Pope?
Senator Pope, you vote.
You're muted, sir.
I'm so sorry. No, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Chairman Gauthier.
Yes.
Nine have voted yes. One has voted no.
Alrighty, that pretty much concludes executive action for today. I do have a bill carrier for House Bill 104, and I believe Senator S., you've volunteered to carry that.
Yes.
All All right, thank you so much. So with that, for Monday, we have two bills that we'll have for informational discussion on Monday at normal time at 3 o'clock. And with that being said, well, one more question here. Senator S.
Mr. Chairman, just for the other members that aren't here that are on Zoom, if I was hoping to have Kelly Lynch and some of the other people on Zoom on Monday. So if you think of somebody else that you think may be important, you may want to notice Tony of that.
Mr. Chair, Senator F. took the words right out of my mouth. That was my next question, of specific people that you would like to invite for informational purposes on Monday, whether you want someone from DEQ. Kelly Lynch, I think, has been brought up a couple times. But, yeah, just let me know anyone that you would like, and I can make sure that they have a Zoom link, and anyone can obviously show up in person as well.
Yeah, hey, this is Ellie. I do think somebody from DEQ would be good.
I agree.
I'd probably do Kevin Smith, Mr. Chair, if that would be good with you. He was the one that was on as an informational on Wednesday. I can ask him.
Eric Price, I'm from MACO.
Mr. Chairman.
I think MACO's neutral.
Okay. Go ahead. We got a question there, Senator Bowen.
Yeah, just a sort of a recommendation. Is there any way, and maybe we can't because we are having informational people come in to testify, but is there any way we can have it after the floor session instead of waiting till 3?
Well, let's put it to the committee. Everybody would like to do 10 minutes after adjournment of the Senate floor? You want to put your hands up or something? Say yes? I'm okay. Senator Fitzpatrick, you're good. Everybody looks good. Let's do that. 10 minutes after adjournment of the Senate floor on Monday, we'll have our informational meeting. You got that, Secretary? Okay. So with that said, I think we pretty much got our agenda set up for Monday, and that pretty much at this time concludes and closes up Senate local government for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Try to run over there.